G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday to December 10. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Carl Diorio still on a short break, back next week. Joel, reasonable sized weekend of racing around Australia, but most of the action and concentration will be on Sha Tin on Sunday for the four big Group 1 races, one of which has some strong Australian participation.
Yeah, really looking forward to Sunday late afternoon, early evening, and tuning in to watch the big four Group 1s. As you said, Australian interest this year in the sprint. Obviously, that's the race there is seems to always be Australian interest in, and we've got Rebel Dane and Takedown. Horses both coming off Group 1 wins in Australia, so they go there in really good form. And for the folk across the Tasman, Benzini will represent New Zealand in the Hong Kong bars. He'll go around probably at a very big price, and it'd be a shock if he could be sort of top three, top four competitive, but they're having a throw up the stumps, and if he can sort of finish in the top half of the field, then that's probably a win for him. But yeah, looking forward to that. The Japanese contingent look like being really strong, certainly have a strong hand in all four of the Group 1s, particularly the Hong Kong Cup.
Okay, well, the Aussies haven't trained a winner over there since, 2001? Falvalon, was that the last one?
Falvalon, I think that might be, yeah.
So, and you, I believe you are tipping a possible break in that drought, but we will get to that later on. I haven't completely spoiled it because you have got two possibilities to pick from. But we will start on Saturday with our forecasts, and we'll start at Flemington, where there is a 9-race card. Should be a bit of value there. Joel, what have you found for us?
Yeah, I've made Zorkhan my best, race 5, number 4. Probably going up a few people who are keen on Charlevoix. It looks not a bad race. You can make a really strong case for probably the top 4, and even number 5, Big Hammer's won his last 3. So it's a pretty open race, but Zorkhan's always showed staying promise. His record, 2,000 metres and beyond, 7 starts, 3 wins, 4 placings. So that's when he gets warm. And he's taken a few runs this prep, but he trounced them in probably a weak race at Kembla Grange 2 runs back. But he went to Saturday grade at Rose Hill last start. Probably should have won. He got checked at a vital stage coming around the turn. Kieran McAvoy was trying to track up and get him into the race. And unfortunately, he copped a bit of a bump, and that just wiped him out. But he hit the line well for third. Damien Oliver aboard. Chris Waller's brought him down to Victoria. And I think he'll be pretty hard to beat. So he's my best. My value's in race 3, number 7. Fair and Equitable. This mare gets the blinkers on for the first time. That might sharpen her up. Her first up run was really good, third at Cranbourne. The form out of that race has held up quite well. And then last start at Brindley Valley, settled midfield and just sort of held her ground there, but it was a good day for the on paces and didn't think her run was all that bad. And her form last prep wasn't that bad either. She ran 6 in a group two in Adelaide, only beaten 3.5 lengths. And then was 4th at Flemington against the boys in one of these benchmark 84s. So if she can find that form, I think she's over the odds at $17.
My best at Flemington is the Godolphin Horse Khaki, race 6, number 3, backed as if unbeatable. First up in provincial New South Wales and absolutely brained them. I think the race of the day, race 6, the 1200 metre 3-year-old benchmark 70. There are a few chances there, but thought Khaki could be a star of the future, and my value bet in the following race, race 7, number 11, Air Align, we've got marked at $13. I thought could go on with it again after an impressive first up win. Obviously, I guess we'll come in a bit of Snoopy runs in Sydney. Any mail on where Snoopy will be?
Yeah, I haven't seen, but Team Hawks have got Himalaya Dream for similar connections in that race in Sydney, so my guess would be that Snoopy would come down here, that split them up, but haven't had that confirmed either way.
All right, Dubio also a good chance in that race, but I am with number 11, Air Align. They are racing at Rose Hill Gardens in Sydney. Snoopy, of course, last time he stepped out, Joel, was your best and got the cash. And you're sticking this time, but not your best for the program this time.
Yeah, I've tipped him to win in that race 7. I'll put Himalaya Dream in for second. So if they do split them up, I'm with certainly one of the Hawks pair. That Himalaya Dream can be very hard to catch, but his two trials have been good. I think he's ready to run well fresh. If Snoopy does run, I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. I made Unbiased my best bet. which is in race 8, number 7. He got a good run in transit, second up, but just wasn't able to reel in the winner there, which was Hogmanay, who benefited from the claim and had 5.5 kilos less and just kept running. Unbiased, I thought, kept finding the line well for second. Should get a nice run just off the speed again from gate 6 and should be rock hard fit third up, so he's my best. And trying to find a value, I was tossing up, I don't mind Go Benny as a bit of a roughie in race 6, number 9. He's up in class, but I think he can run well. But I did make my value in the first, with the first starter, number 1, All Too Hoying. I think that's how we pronounce it, but we'll have to wait and see. Well-related colt, this by All Too Hard. He's a half to Danish Twist, Happy Trails, and Heart of a Lion. So three stakes performers. Of course, Happy Trails was an absolute gun. And this horse has trialled well a couple of times. He's not a jump and run horse, but he's strong through the line, and I think he'll, if there's any chinks in the Godolphin runner Korg, who's opened up pretty short, I think he might find it out. All Too Hoying might run well.
They're racing on the course proper at Morfettville on Saturday, and there is a black type race. It is race 7, the City of Marion Stakes. He's the very much in form Lord Aspen, head back to take on the fellow South Australians. Joel, have you had a look at Morfettville?
I have indeed had a look at the City of Marion, and I thought number 12, Beautiful Flyer, might be worth a sneaky look. The mares often run well in these black type races in Adelaide, and she's been in the Quinella 6 of 10, and her form last prep pretty good. She ran second in the benchmark 70 at Morfettville, but the winner was Fafana, so that form certainly got a huge boost over the past couple of months. She was fifth to Regis in the niche here, and then pulled up lame after the Adelaide Guineas. Her first up run was good behind Battle Brewing. I think she might give you a bit of a sight at odds. I've got her to beat 4 Cavaloce, who beat Lord Aspen in the Durbridge and meets him 3 kilos better for beating him. Of course, Lord Aspen has since been to Flemington and won. Lord Aspen in for third, number 1, and for fourth, another of the mares, Penny for a Pound, who's won her first two runs back from a spell, 12, 4, 1, 11.
All right, well, Paul Richards of Winning Post likes number 13 in that race, Battle Brewing, to beat Lord Aspen, Tried and Tide, and Loop de Carpio, so that's 13, 1, 2, 7. Battle Brewing, race 7, number 13, is his value bet, his best on the Morfettville program, race 5, number 7, Beluga Blue. Eagle Farm is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and it is a massive card, made all the more massive by the Mode Plate, which was washed out, or rather cancelled due to a storm, the last race last Saturday. So we get 9 races, we get massive fields, and the Origin Jockey Series, race 5 and 6, speaking of massive fields, the most massive. But Joel, let's just start with the two listed races. The first of those is the Mode Plate. Have you changed your mind from last week? This is race 7 for 3-year-old fillies over 1,200.
Yeah, no, I've gone the same 4 numbers as I selected last week. 4 River Racer to beat 5 Eckstein, 10 Savannah Amore, and 1 Candica. River Racer's my value bet. She was really good first up, hit the line strongly over the 1,000. I think she'll end up getting further than 1,200, but should be good speed on here, and with a bit of luck, I think she can finish over the top of them. Eckstein's a good filly up from Sydney. 10 Savannah Amore's got that bad gait, but she's trialled really well since that good first up win. And 1 Candica was one of the better local youngsters last season. She'll be hitting the line hard at the end of 1,200.
All right, and race 8 is the Canadian Club Just Now Handicap for fillies and mares over 1,300. A bit of a double up having both these races on the card, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's a good race, this, because there's a bit of a Sydney representation, and I'm with the Sydney visitor, Ravi. Look, I found it hard to tip against Elegant Composure. I really like the mare, and I like the stable, and she was super first up. But I just think Ravi, at this stage, may just have her measure. I'm hoping she can break through this prep. She hasn't been able to win, but her runs have all been good. That fourth at Caulfield I thought was really good and suggested she was ready to win one down here during the carnival, but she was a little bit costly down the straight during Cup Week. Ran well for fifth behind the stablemate Flippant. She was down in the race that Elegant Composure won a couple of weeks ago. She was down to run but drew a horror gate, so they scratched her and trialled her instead. I think she's ready to go. I've got her to beat number 1, 3 to beat 1, 12 in for third. She is what she is. She can find the lead. She can run an improved race. All of her wins have been when leading. She hasn't been able to get there this time in, and 2 Beatniks hit the line well behind Elegant Composure first up.
All right, well, River Racer was your value bet, and your best comes up in the last race, 9. I speak of number 6, Mr. Epic.
Yeah, coming off a duck egg, but look, he's a really talented horse. He strung together a few wins in Brisbane last prep. They sent him down to Melbourne for a one run. He ran fourth to Royal Rapture, which, as it turned out, to be pretty good form. He wasn't all that far from him. First up, as I said, a duck egg, but he was wide, very wide, most of the way. And whilst there was better runs to the eye in that race than him, I thought his run was just as good. He was only beaten 4.5 lengths, and as I said, he did it tough out wide. He'll strip much fitter second up, and I think he'll be very hard to beat.
All right, well, earlier on in the jockey series, looks to me like in the first leg you have got New Zealand to beat New South Wales, a non-competitor, and New South Wales. And then in the sixth, we have New South Wales in Tim Clark to beat New South Wales, Michael Rodd, and then we got Biddy Babies Victoria, and Denarius would appear to be a non-competitor. So, well, it looks like it's New South Wales.
New South Wales, possibly.
Get on.
Get on. I'm sure there'll be markets on it somewhere. Hopefully it goes off well this year. I think there was a few hiccups last year. Hopefully it goes off well. A bit disappointed not to see a South African representation. I would have thought that would have been a bit of a no-brainer with Jeff Lloyd and Robbie Fraid leading the premiership and already in Brisbane, so wouldn't have taken much effort to get them involved, but hopefully it does go off smoothly this year.
All right, and look, I quite like those. I normally tend to disapprove of changing colours for special occasions, but I don't mind these the colours that they've got. I know it was a bit of a pain for you trying to get them all in winning posts, but now that they're there Best Bets, they look good.
They look all right. Yeah, I think they might have a bit of a problem in that race 6 because the second set of New South Wales, blue with the white sleeves and cap, does clash with one of the non-runners in
Secret Puzzle. Well, they'll just be open the 5th of emergency, doesn't get a run.
Exactly.
All right, Ascot. Back to a small field there and 8 races, but there are still 3 black type races. First of those, race 4, AJ Scahill Stakes, 1400 metre Group 3, weight for age, and there's a 3-year-old Lusaha backing up from the Lee Steer last week, taking on the older horses. There's only 6 runners, Joel, but you can make a case for all of them.
Yeah, you certainly could. I've gone one first among equals, didn't have much luck at 2 successive runs, and then ran a really good race in the winter bottom for 4th. I think he gets his chance here to beat 3 Vega Magic. Has to stretch to 1400, that's the query with him. 5 Chocolate Pollock bounced back really well last start, and the 3-year-old Lusaha, number 6, in for 4th.
Race 5 at Ascot is the next black type race. It's the Budget Car and Truck Rental RS Crawford Stakes, over 1,000 metres, and one of these quirky WA races. They don't seem to have anywhere else that are restricted to 4 years old and up.
Yeah, it's probably restricts it a little bit. You know, you might have had a 3-year-old up and going at this time of the year. They could have gone in there, but Rebel King for me, number 1. We know he's really good at his best, but he's had a few issues. I think bar plates off on Saturday might be a key to him. And first up, Willie Pike back aboard. The Gone With Him to beat 6 Born Supremacy, 8 Furious Dame, and 2 Smoko. Another talent that can mix his form.
Race 7 is the listed Japan Racing Association Trophy, 2200 metres.
Yeah, Kiora Kutu proved costly for us backers a fortnight ago, but he ran well. Surely his turn's close. It was a decent effort. He's drawn well again. Just going to need to get wound up at the right time. But I've gone his way to beat 4 Dark Alert, 6 Star Exhibit. They're the main 3 chances, I would have thought. And Tonto, he's better than last start. He won well the start prior. He can improve.
And your best is in a race we haven't covered, and so is your value bet. But your best, race 6, number 8, Sigil.
Yeah, this horse is on a quick backup. Third run in as many weeks, in fact. 1,400 last week. He was hitting the line quite well. Just had to spend a little bit of time getting around heels, but I thought he hit the line well. Out to 1,800. He should be rock hard fit now, and he gets his chance on Saturday. Carl Lebeck, number 1, probably his hardest threat.
and your value comes up in the last at 8:15 Eastern Daylight Time, and around about $12. Race 8, number 13, She Rules All.
Yeah, she drops out of stakes class on her last two runs. They've been in the Jungle Mist and Jungle Dawn, and she's an on-pace, so I thought her runs have been reasonably good. 1,400 probably just stretched her a little bit last week in that better company. Back to 1,200, drawn well, and after the claim, with 52.5, I think she'll take plenty of caption.
That, oh no, it doesn't quite wrap up a big Saturday around Australasia, because we need to get to Tarapa and the other venue.
Yeah, Tarapa is the main meeting. There's also a Group 3 at Awapuni, but Tarapa sees the Waikato Cup and the Kalazuzu Stakes, which is a weight for age mares race, and that's the race that My Best Bet runs in, Coldplay, race 8, number 3. She's come back in really good order, this mare. She didn't have a lot of luck in some of the in some of the big races as a filly. She's always shown plenty of talent, and she's put it all together this time in. I think she can make it a hat trick. She's my best, my value. For another Waikato stud-owned mare is Mary Quant, race 3, number 5. She'll get up to a mile later this prep, but her trial was just outstanding recently. Craig Grills was aboard and just couldn't hold her slow enough. She resumes over the 1,200, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat against a couple of handy types in Rocanto and Let Her Rip. Awapuni, my best, is early, race 1, number 4, Wildflower. Real eye-catcher first up, hit the line hard, 1,500 metres, second up, perfect for her. I think she can get us off on the right note, and my value is Woodsman. Race 5, number 10. This bloke hasn't had a lot of luck lately. He's had to do it tough, particularly his last couple. He hasn't shirked the task. He's performed at open company before. I think if he can get a bit of a softer run in transit from gate 5, he can run you a good race at each way odds.
All right, on Sunday, before we unleash at Hong Kong, there's some good racing around Australia, headlined by race 7 at Werribee on Sunday, the TAB Werribee Cup. This is about 10 minutes before the first of the international races at Sha Tin, Joel, and according to Winning Post editor Tony Kneebone, we can build a big bank for that with Marbeal set to bounce back. Race 7, number 3.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. He ran his best races in New Zealand when he was able to lead and sit on speed, and I think they might revert back to those tactics. Certainly on his effort at Flemington two runs back, he'd have to be right in the mix. That was a good effort behind Boom Time. That form's good. I like the Chairman. I think he's a nice progressive force. Dom Tournier makes the trip again to stick with him. He won on him at Flemington during Cup Week, and then a really good effort last time out for third. I think that was when coming back to a mile too, back up to the 2,000, suitable for him.
All right, and Paul Richards of Winning Post is with the favourite there, the Darren Weir trained High Church. Should be just about ready to break through. Let's head over to Hong Kong. And the first of the big Group 1s on Sunday kicks off 5 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. It is the Longines Hong Kong Vase, over 2,400 metres. Needless to say, all these races wait for age.
Yeah, and barrier draw is being conducted as we record this show. So if you're playing with the Winning Post at home this week, you'll notice we do have full fields and colours and overviews and everything. The only thing missing is the barrier draws, but didn't make our dead line. For the Vase, Highland Reel is going to be a dominant favourite. He's a star. He won this race 12 months ago, and he looks to be going just as well, if not a bit better. He'll be the one to beat. 14 Smart Layer, I've thrown in for second. Seen a few of this Japanese mare's replays, and she's got a bit of speed. She's been competitive at a mile. I think if they go forward, she can run you a cheeky race. 3 Big Orange, well, we know him. He's got to get to the front and get rolling. Good to see Damien Lane be given another book chance aboard him. He rode him, of course, at Sandown. And 13 Nuovo Record, another of the Japanese in for fall.
Second of the Group 1s at Hong Kong on Sunday, race 5, Longines Hong Kong Sprint, 1,200 metres. And here we see the Aussie participation. We not only have we had a long drought in training the winner of this, but we used to knock up having Aussie Breds win it. That hasn't been happening the last few years. However, probably the main the one to beat, I guess, for the Aussie trained runners here is an Aussie bred local in Lucky Bubbles.
Yeah, well, Lucky Bubbles are not listening to me. They Quinella'd the Jockey Club Sprint, the main lead up, 3 weeks ago, and they're both Aussie bred, so they're obviously key chances. Look, I'm with Takedown. Hopefully he draws well and gives himself a chance. You know where it'll be. He'll be up on pace, and if he can get a soft enough run, I think he's still improving, this horse, and just looking at the locals and having a look at some of the other internationals in the race, I don't think there's a standout, and I think he can run really well. He's certainly still improving, and I think you can back him each way. This is going to be a tough task, but I think he's worth a look. I've gone 12, take down to beat Two Lucky Bubbles, who just spotted them too much of a start in that Jockey Club sprint, but he was hitting the line strongly. 6, Big Arthur, the Japanese, one of two Japanese representatives in the race. He had no luck at all behind the other one, Red Phelps, in their Sprinter's Stakes last start. Probably should have won the race, but he's got a duck egg next to his name. He's a big improver. And in for fourth, number 5, Amazing Kids, another one of the locals. He wasn't too bad in that Jockey Club sprint, and Joe Marrera to ride.
Race 7 at Sha Tin on Sunday is the Longines Hong Kong Mile, over 1,600 metres, as the name would suggest. And another strong Japanese a representation here, but you've gone for two locals and both Aussie breds.
Yeah, 13 Sun Jewelry I've gone for to beat one Able Friend. Able Friend's the star, of course. He's won 8 of 11 at the Sha Tin Mile. He resumed in that Jockey Club sprint over the 1,200, and Tommy Berry rode him that day. He thought he was going to win half out the straight, and he just peaked on his run. He'll strip fitter, and Joe Marrera, who could have ridden Sun Jewelry, jumps aboard Able Friend. So that's probably a lead. He's going to be hard to beat, but I like Sun Jewelry. Running the lead up was good, just peaked on his run late, ran third. He was a really good 4-year-old last season, won a couple of the lead ups to the Hong Kong Derby. So I'm 13 to beat 1, 12 Satono Aladdin, and 3 Logo Type, two of the Japanese that you speak of. I've thrown them in for third and fourth.
And the big one is Race 8 Longines Hong Kong Cup, over 2,000 metres, and here you are with the Japanese.
Yeah, really strong contingent here. They've got 5 runners in the race and, of course, a couple of stars. Maurice is going to be favourite. He was very impressive winning last time out. He's an absolute gun. Aishin Hikari's he's a bit of an enigma. He won this race last year and just trounced his rivals. But, of course, since then, he's really mixed it up a bit. Had an impressive win in Europe. He failed at Royal Ascot. He failed the other day behind Maurice, but look, at his best, he's a real chance. I'm going to throw Staphanos to split them up. He's in for second, number 5, another of the Japanese. His two recent runs have been good. And number 3, Designs on Rome, might be the best of the locals. He just got too far back and the race passed him by last start, but we all know how good he is on his day. So 2-5-1-3 for me. And if I'm having a little bet, I'll be backing Takedown, Smart Layer probably in the vase at the odds, and Sun Jewelry. They're probably my 3 bets for the meeting.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive weekend around the Eastern Hemisphere, and leads us only to remind you to buy your winning post if you haven't already, because as well as that Hong Kong Sunday night action, there is both Moonee Valley and Canterbury on Friday night, and there's Cranbourne on Saturday night. And your winning post, still only $5. Bump 104 pager this week, includes full form for all of those 3 meetings, and there's a stack of meetings around on Friday. So if you're knocking off early on a nice summer's Friday, looking to do some punting, we've got fields for just about everywhere and all the value you usually get with your winning post. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. Well, Joel, keep it simple is obviously the message for me, because I reckon probably 6 of my last 8 best bets in Melbourne have got up, and when I've gone with them for this, obviously it's worked. And it was Mahaney last week, and this week, at a better price, I'd hope, is going to be race 6, number 3, Khaki at Flemington.
All right, I will go Rose Hill, race 8, number 7, Unbiased.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we and Carl will talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.